Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Hey guys, so it's a pretty cool new series we have here. Unsigned and Independent. There'll be 6 episodes in this season, and it is hosted by Kevin O'Connell, who you may also know as Kickoff Kevin on 25 Whistles. And he also works for the Bobby Bones Show behind the scenes. So, but this guy is a music nerd, a music aficionado. He goes out and he watches shows, people I never heard before. And he often comes in and talks about them. This is how this thing got started here. So this whole podcast, this series features unsigned and independent artists and bands right here in Nashville. And he'll dive into these stories, late nights, early mornings, playing Broadway, their background, the ultimate goal for each new artist or band. And, you know, these artists don't really have the backing of a label or even management or sometimes not a publishing team. Or I mean, it's all them. And so it's just the band, just the artist, and how far they're willing to go in order to chase their dream. And if you hear a story and you find someone's music, you're like, dang, I do like them. The best way to support them is to just share their stuff on social media, honestly. Like if you like a song, put it up there, put it in your Instagram story. Share this podcast. That also helps these new artists. So it's called Unsigned and Independent. I hope you like it, with Kevin O'Connell. This episode is Ziona Road. It's a trio, it's a sibling group that moved to Nashville from the Plains, South Dakota. They're the, quote, most entertaining band that Kevin has seen on a Nashville stage. The two sisters each play multiple instruments during their set, including one of them being, what Kevin says, the best fiddle player in the city. I haven't seen it, so I will not say that, because I know a lot of good fiddle players. But enjoy episode 2, Ziona Road.
Hey, what's up? It's Kevin O'Connell, host of Unsigned and Independent. Welcome to episode 2. You can find me on social media at Kickoff Kevin. You can find this next band named Ziona Road at Ziona Road. Now, Ziona Road is made up of 2 sisters and 1 brother who grew up on the Great Buffalo Plains of South Dakota. And we got to talk about how that upbringing has made them who they are today and why hard work is really nothing new to them. And this band is super entertaining, super talented. So I wanted to know, was this something that they did as kids? Was it always in them? We get to talk about that a little bit. I think you'll really enjoy this. And if you haven't seen them, if you're in Nashville or wherever, if they're playing somewhere you're at, go see Ziona Road. I promise you will not be disappointed. And I hope you enjoy this interview. Thanks for listening. Ziona Road, so pumped to have you guys in here. Let's kick things off real quick by going around the room and introducing yourselves and kind of your role in the band. A little round robin, if you will.
I'm Peyton Jurdy. I play bass and kind of road manage and tour manage us and book us right now.
Okay.
Keeps the peace. Yeah. He's like kind of the jack of all trades.
There you go. You're the peacemaker of the group.
Mm-hmm. I've been dealing with them for a long time.
It's crazy.
Okay.
I'm Eva. Sing, play keys, guitar, kind of whatever. I handle a lot of our like social media and marketing and promo stuff with Emmy and
Nice. Okay. And Emmy?
I'm the fiddle player. And like Eva said, we do a lot of the social media. We organize filming and studio stuff and
merch,
all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you guys kind of all wear your own hats, but everyone also has their hands in on a little bit of everything, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then you are all, so brother, sister, the trio, siblings. Do you have any other siblings? Actually, I wanted to ask that first.
Yeah.
Do we have any other siblings?
No, we're the three oldest of 10 kids.
10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
And you're the three oldest?
Yeah.
They all live in South Dakota still?
We have one other brother that lives in Nashville, and then the rest of them are in South Dakota.
Nice.
So we're kind of like just sneaking into conversation. We're like, so when are you going to move to Nashville with us?
Yeah.
The little ones. And our mom is like, don't take my children away. Yeah.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly yeah. They're all getting there. What about your parents? They were supportive of the move for you down to Nashville?
Yeah. And yeah.
I think they were more supportive of us moving down here than we wanted to be down here.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, moved down a couple years before Peyton and I did. And then, you know, we started the band and Peyton and I came down after I graduated high school. And they were super, super into it.
How long have you guys been here?
I've been here for 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I hit 6 years next week.
Yeah, I guess it is 6 years.
Right? It's so weird. It goes by so fast.
So fast.
Huh? So fast. My
Especially
God.
You guys being so busy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
From me, how I came across you guys, I was here a couple years ago visiting before I moved here in 2020 during the pandemic.
Okay.
And our first night, we went to Tootsie's, of course, because we're tourists and that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
And there's about 10 of us and you guys were playing. And I just remember all of us were just like, dude, these girls, they were just killing it last night. You know, and we woke up the next day, you're like, they had the fiddle up there and you guys just put on a big show. So I was like, and then I started following you on Instagram. So I've been following you since. But my question here is, if you've seen you out on Broadway or wherever, then you know that you guys put on a great show. That's why I think you guys are great at what you do. You're all over the stage, you're entertaining, and then at the end of the day, that's kind of what you're in. You're in entertainment business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, was that something that you were playing in South Dakota too, all over the stage and having fun with it, or is it more a little more mellow?
No, you know, it's funny.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. No, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I think that it was almost like because I was pretty young when we started. I was like 15, I think, when we started like doing shows as Zeona Road, and which, oh my God, is almost 10 years ago. And like when I was that age, I just didn't have, you know, when you're young, you don't have like the thing that like that you second guess yourself. You're like ignorant to like being nervous, you know. So I would say that it was like that. I mean, I think we've definitely honed it in more as we, you know, kind of grew up, but like, I think we were pretty entertaining back then, too, because it was just kind of like that personality. And then it was, you know, you don't second guess yourself or think about what other people are thinking of you on stage.
I'll say my sisters were very good at like stage presence and charisma. Okay. That was something that I had to learn.
That's something I was going to ask next, actually, for you, Peyton, is you seem like the more quiet, reserved, even on the stage a little bit. So is that just something that I guess is you try to be the live entertainer, or are you just kind of up there doing your thing?
Well, I think I'm a little more entertaining than I used to be on stage.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just not quite my thing like it is theirs. It was something I had to learn a lot more how to, you know. I mean, I always enjoyed it on stage, but people would tell me, they're like, hey, are you even having fun? You don't look like it. It's like, well, I guess I better work on that. So now I try to, you know, I mean, I'm still happy. I was always happy up there, but, you know, smile more and move around more. But with them being so good at it, it was also my role to like kind of keep everything together, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like band leader.
You're the glue.
Mm-hmm. He's a great band leader.
Really?
Like literally he'll be, you know, I mean, we always hire a drummer and a lead guitar player and we've got our regular guys, but sometimes they can't make it, you know, to every show. And Peyton is back there like running the whole thing.
Yeah.
And is like keeping everything glued together. Like, okay, now the sister's going to do this, you know, or whatever.
I was at a show, and I just had to tell a story real quick. I was at your show. You're at Kid Rock, I think that same weekend, actually. You're at Kid Rock, and I don't know who your drummer was that day, but he, after you guys got done playing, I don't know what song, he turned around and he threw his sticks outside onto Broadway.
That was definitely Al.
Definitely
Al.
Because we were all like, wait, did he really just do that? And I remember he turned around. And he looked at you guys, and you guys were just like, okay.
He's very rock and roll.
Yeah. He's a very fun person to have on the road.
Yeah.
He's a rock and roller for sure.
I can tell. I was just thinking, I was like, dang, they really do put on a show. But it was just funny to see your reactions because it didn't look like it was planned at all.
Oh, super no. not. Oh, no. Super not planned.
Nothing is just, planned with
was,
Al.
No. Really? No, that was on the fly.
Well, it was good. It was good. It was entertaining, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Well, think about the first time. I guess you moved here separate times, but I mean, I guess for you first, when you first came to Nashville, what was your mindset? And in those 9 years that you've been here, how much has that changed?
Yeah, man, it's changed a lot. You know, when I first moved here, I really wanted to be around music. I think more than like pursue it as a job. Like I was like, there's no way that I got the chops coming from way out in the middle of nowhere to you know, hang in Music City. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty legendary in my mind to just be here. And then I waited tables for a little while and you know, just needed some dough, needed some money to pay rent. And I took a fiddle audition and it went really well. And shortly thereafter, my schedule was full. And I was like, whoa, I guess this is my job. I better, you know, get my chops up. And so I would go and play on Broadway for 8 to 12 hours every day and then go home and practice and listen to all kinds of the fiddle standards and the, you know, lots of country stuff and just make sure that I was playing stuff the right way. I really just did a lot of work to kind of get to where I could hang. I also feel like I was kind of lucky because I played like an elective instrument. You know, there's not as many fiddle players in town. And I did learn like a handful of the standards. So I knew those, like the Alabama stuff and Devil Went Down to Georgia and those staples. Yeah. And they kind of got me through my learning phase.
If I say over under on how many times you played Devil Down to Georgia, I'll say... I don't know, at least like 1,000.
Probably. Oh, definitely.
I would say 1,500. Is it over or under, you think, 1,500?
Over.
Oh, nine years got to be over.
For sure. Sure, it's over. But I guess, you know, like just being able to play music for a living really kept me excited and kept me fresh. Like, it's, you know, anybody can burn out in their job day in and day out. That happens to everybody in the world. But
right.
But, you know, when that starts to happen, you just take a few days off and regroup and do something fun and play something different. You know, I started listening to a lot of rock and roll stuff and learned like the orchestra parts like behind those songs. So just keeping it fresh. And yeah, like almost even like before COVID, like I was just always grateful to be playing shows because it wasn't something that I planned on doing when I was a kid. Even all the way up to my early 20s.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't know this was going to be my life. This is pretty cool.
It's not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad. What about for you two? You guys came here at the same time?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between when you first got here? What was your thoughts coming into Nashville, and then how has that changed in the 6 years that you've been here?
You know, when we first moved to town, I was like, yeah, you know, because I was right out of high school. And, we had been playing shows for a couple of years in South Dakota and like surrounding states. We were on the road about every weekend. And when I moved to town, it was like, yeah, like this is cool. I'll give Nashville a couple of years and like see how it goes. And like when I moved here, I got a job waiting tables. And then I worked for like a ranch horse farm thing for a second down in Franklin. And then like we started playing downtown and playing shows and making money and stuff like that. And again, like it was kind of one of those things where I was just like, not aware of, I guess, how that kind of fell into just like playing every day and then getting hired for other gigs and like, oh my God, I'm working 7 days a week. And then it just kind of, I don't know, at some point, I don't remember a moment, but at some point it was just like, oh, I'm busy. This is the thing that I do. This is what I get hired for. This is like, this is it.
Yeah. This is what I came here for.
Yeah.
Right?
This is what I came here for. And it's happening. And like, and it's, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, you know?
Peyton, same for you?
Yeah. So when I came down here, I sort of came with like a narrow mindset of what I thought was going to happen or what I had planned on happening. I was going to give Nashville like 3 years because I knew that it wasn't going to happen overnight. And I don't know what my for looking back, I don't know what the goal was at 3 years was going to be, but now I've been here six. So that, you know, that didn't happen.
Right.
And it's been great. I mean, I don't know if I thought we were going to be signed in 3 years or what we were going to be touring or opening for some major act, or I don't know. But once I kind of found out what we could do down here, and, you know, playing Broadway, it is a grind, but we've, you know, done pretty well with it and we've made good money. I didn't realize you could just do that. I've been, before moving down here, I was working construction and I was in the oil field for a while. So I'd saved some money and I did some odd jobs down here. But shortly after we moved here, we started playing, you know, 5 to 7 days a week. And that's just what I've been blessed to be able to do since I've moved here. I haven't had to have a side job since then. So it's been good, you know.
Yeah,
really good.
That's got to be kind of rare. I'm sure most people move here for music, but you also have to have a side gig because they can be up and down in the industry, I assume, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, a lot of people do.
Do you take, say, if you go off and do your own thing, do you find yourself learning new things with other artists? Of course, right? And do you ever take those back
Then
talk to each other like, hey, so-and-so taught me this, or I got this advice, we should try to incorporate this in our act or whatever it is, right?
Totally, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All the time, I'm sure.
All the time, man.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
That's why it's so good to, you know, be able to go out and do that and not limit yourself to just one thing or one band. If you can, it's really good to go out and play with other people to just get new ideas and, you know.
And it kind of is like a swift kick in the butt, too, because, like, we know each other very well. You know, we've been hanging out for about 24 years. And
you sound so excited about that.
But really, though, like I know what he's going to do. I know what she's going to do. They know what I'm going to do as far as like musically and on stage and in life. And so I think playing with other artists, it's a refresher for like when you come back and then play with us and then it's like, okay, like this is cool. But when you play with other artists too, it like really kind of throws out the repetition that you sometimes get playing with the same people. Mm-hmm. And then you can bring that back and then keep it fresh with, you know, the project that you're kind of focused on, you know?
Mm-hmm. As far as places that you've played, is there anywhere shows, whether it's here or somewhere else, that's kind of the highlight of that pops in your head? When you guys have all played together, that is, where you've been like, holy crap, this is pretty freaking cool. Outside of course, Broadway and Tootsie's or something like that.
I think the most recent one for me is when we headlined Summer Nights, Rapid City Summer Nights.
Yeah,
that was insane.
That was fun.
I don't even remember how many people showed up to that.
That was like 6,000.
Yeah, and it was insane.
Really?
But it's so much fun.
It's always fun to go home. You know, Eva and I both went to college there and just everybody came out. Like from we didn't know there was that many people in South Dakota. but no, everybody came out to support us and like we're really proud to be from there and they're all really proud of us and you know, that's just what we're trying to do is make them proud. So that was most recent and really fun.
Yeah, hometown shows are really great.
It's the best. And you guys grew up on a farm, right? Is that what you said?
We grew up on a buffalo ranch.
Buffalo ranch.
A couple hours north of Sturgis, South Dakota. So,
what was that like?
Wow.
Not like this.
Yeah, not like this.
I was going to say, totally different than downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
The Wild West.
It was, I mean, it's like kind of what you think of when you think of the Wild West. You know, like we were 2 hours away from like a town that had a Walmart. Like, it was middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, there's really not that much cell service or, like, anything like that that's out there. And so it was very different from here. But I think that, like, growing up on a ranch, it provides a lot of work ethic that I think, you know, like, in music, it is a job. It is hard work. And I think that growing up with that kind of mentality of, like, yeah, you're going to work until the job is done and we're good, you know? Like your capacity is a lot and you can do it. And, I think that was really great for me anyway, coming in from that to music. 'Cause you know, I have a lot of respect for people in agriculture and it's long days and stuff like that. And, you know, I was in a rehearsal the other day and someone was like, man, it's a long day. Like, you good? And I was like, yeah, man, like, hardest day playing music is still probably easier than the, you know, one of the easier days ranching.
Right.
So, you know.
That's kind of where the core comes for all of you. I'm sure the grind, you're not, it's nothing that's new to you.
Nah, it doesn't really phase.
Just a different kind of grind.
True.
Different kind of grind and,
You know, it's not like, I'm going to work until I'm uncomfortable. It's like, nah, I'm going to work till I get it done and we're cool.
Is there ever going to be a moment where you're just thinking like, okay, this is it, we've made it? Or is it just kind of the journey that goes along with it?
I think that there's a lot, for me anyway, there's a lot of goals that like stair step up. You know, like, I think one of the first goals was like, hey, can you make a living playing music? And it was like, oh, dang, we did it. And then like, every time we, you know, go back and play a gig that's like a little bit more attendance, or, you know, we hit a different, you know, merch sale or whatever, like, I think
that
different regions and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's like a stair stepping of like, oh, I didn't know that that was like necessarily a specific goal, but oh my God, we hit it, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. When we moved to town, like I was saying, I, you know, gave it a cap and sort of a goal, and now I've done it for a while. And yeah, there's tons of wins that we've hit. I feel like being able to just do music for 6 years now, or nearly 6 years.
Well, and even longer than that when we started.
Right. Well, in South Dakota, I still had a side job and was still working some other stuff. But down here in Nashville, you know, I feel like we've been killing it now for at least 5 years.
Well, what's the next 6 months to a year looking like for your Ziona Road?
The new music has been a long time coming.
Yeah. You
know, for a couple of years. So that's really exciting.
Okay. And then new single is Take It That Far, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Where'd that song come from? Who wrote it? And so the ins and outs.
The three of us wrote that with LV Shane and Russell Sutton, like, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
That was one of our first writes when we came to town.
Yeah, and we've been, like, sitting on it for a long time, and, you know, like,
Elva talked about cutting it, but, yeah, we just kind of brought it back and dusted it off. We were like, hey, this is kind of hooky. We like it.
Yeah. So it's been one. So it's been in, you know, kind of in the back of my mind for a long time, and we're like, oh, hey, we have this one. Let's do this.
How many, that's a long time. 5 years you've been sitting on that?
Yeah.
Is that frustrating? Like, we want to get this out, but just the timing of it, or?
I think, we've written so many songs that, like, you know, it's kind of hard to pick which one we're going to tackle, which one we're going to do.
I think occasionally you almost forget about them too.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Oh yeah, we did this one. That was so cool.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that for 2 years, but
really?
Yeah.
We've written so many, just can't even keep track of them anymore.
Yeah. Occasionally, if I'm like, you know, like going through like old voice memos or whatever, occasionally if I'm bored, I'll like do that at like 3 a.m. and be like, I totally forgot about that. That doesn't suck.
And I kind of feel like back when we wrote it, like, you know, I feel like this song, Take It That Far, kind of has a 90s country kind of a feel, and that wasn't quite coming back yet when we wrote it. And now I feel like that 90s country is really coming back.
That's the first thing I thought of when you sent this to me as an MP3 and I listened to it in my truck, and I was just like, wait, is it 2022? I don't know what year it is.
Yeah.
It's got those vibes, that sound for sure.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And is that something that you intended on with that song, or did it kind of just naturally come?
It sort of just happened as we wrote it. And, you know, when we wrote it, I don't think we were like, we're going to cut this. You know, like, we wrote it like with other artists. And so, like, when you write with other artists, it's like, oh, maybe we will, maybe you will. No one really knows yet. And then it just, I don't know, it worked out where we were like, yeah, this sounds like us. This makes sense. There's a lot of harmonies, and that's like our thing. And
pick your moment too. You know, now that the 90s sound is kind of coming back, I feel like it's a better moment now than five years ago.
That's true.
And like, I think we're really like, after doing it for this long, like honing in on like our sound and what we're going for and all that kind of stuff, I think it really just kind of organically just kind of happened where we're like, oh, I forgot about this one. This is cool. And it's like, that fits us right now, you know?
Yeah. Ziona Road, thank you guys so much for coming in here. This is a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Make sure you follow them on Instagram, Twitter. Both are Ziona Road, correct?
Yep, and Facebook.
Facebook.
Come to the concert, man. You're in Nashville.
I highly recommend. I've seen them multiple times, and if you want entertainment, you go to the Ziona Road show for sure.
Hey, thanks, man.
You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully we do this again down the road.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.